You're listening to the Journey Podcast. What if the ancient wisdom of energy meridians holds the key to unlocking profound healing and inner balance? Find out more in this episode. Hi, I'm Petra Brunbauer, and with decades of experience with sadness, pain, anxiety, and stress, I finally figured out how to leave all that behind. And this podcast shows you how to break free permanently so you can reclaim your sanity and find the self-esteem and energy to go after the life you desire. With real talk about mental health, holistic healing, and the tough journey of coming out the other end, this is The Journey Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. In this episode, we delve into the fascinating realm of emotional healing with energy meridians, exploring how these ancient practices can support our journey towards inner balance and well-being. Together, we uncover the profound connections between our emotions and the energetic pathways that flow throughout our bodies, discovering how disruptions in these meridians can manifest as emotional imbalances and physical ailments. Tiffany O'Hearn is an energetic healer and spiritual guide who incorporates various modalities, including TFT, or thought field therapy, into her practice. Her journey has been one of recognizing her uniqueness early on. Since childhood, she held grand visions for herself, sensing life was more than met the eye. Tiffany's path has been one of zeal, immersing herself in the richness of life, nature, healing, and spirituality, which was more compelling to her than traditional classroom learning ever was. Tiffany's work involves guiding clients through clearing their programs, decisions, and traumas using TFT tapping and various healing modalities. She has witnessed this approach as the most potent form of healing and is thrilled to share its transformative power with the world. Tiffany enjoys retreating to nature with her partner and daughter. Nature is her haven, offering solace, beauty, and profound wisdom. It fuels her spirit, inspiring her to navigate life with a balanced mind, body, and soul. Guided by conscious intention, her journey is one of healing, continuous learning, and perpetual growth. Let's meet Tiffany O'Hearn. Hi, Tiffany. It's so great to have you on the podcast today. I've been looking forward to getting to chat with you because emotional healing with energy meridians is such an interesting topic for our episode today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here. And I want to thank the listeners as well for tuning in.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And it's kind of funny that you say tuning in because I have a feeling that's kind of what we'll be doing today. Tuning into these energies. So yeah, for starters, do you want to share a little bit about yourself and your own story and kind of how you came to do what you do today and a little bit about what it is that you do today?
Yeah, sure. So just like of us all, we can trace it all back to childhood. And I found myself to be a pretty unique child. I don't know that that was as honored and or as celebrated. And for no, this is not to suggest that anybody did harm to me in my life. It's just perhaps I wasn't held or seen in the way that I needed it. And that kind of followed me. And I had gotten married in my early 30s and it didn't end well. It really was a catalyst for me to say, well, why did I attract such a person? If it's fundamentally not who I should have been with, where in me did that attract? And so it was a really hard place to be. So often it's so much easier to become a victim in our own life. That's just not something that I've ever embodied to the best of my ability. And I spent a long time figuring out that person because how do I not bring her back into the future? It took a lot of going deep. That's a really hard place to be. And I honor anyone who has gone down that road because so often in our life, everything is truly set to disconnect us from ourselves. And the ability to reflect inwards, especially in this day and age, is really a beautiful thing. And that's really where we all need to exist truly to have the life that we want to live. Through the years, through all my readings, through all the wisdom that I've picked up, I did some breath work, I've done nutrition stuff, just kind of this whole body experience. And then last year, there was a free 5-day masterclass. And I'm like, okay, let me try that because I'm always learning, you know? I was given this opportunity to learn this powerful healing modality. And it was like every light in me went off. I was so drawn to it. I devoured it and I studied it and I learned it and I practiced it. And more importantly, I practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. And I practiced it on myself. So most of my stories come from me. I've helped multiple clients at this point. But I always lead it back to me. And the reason why I think it's so profound is because there's so often people out there and there's healers out there. And I say this with love, but if we're not doing it, then we can't possibly be a part of it. We can't embrace it. We can't embody it. That was really important for me, is to do a lot of this healing work. And just recently, I started studying 13 sidereal astrology, which is the 13 signs. And that is such a beautiful space to be into, because you can also help somebody understand their chart and then help them heal, because the chart will illuminate a lot of the places that it's our duty here on this life, here in this world, to heal. And that's my biggest message, is you don't have to live in the life that you live if you don't want to.
Yeah, beautiful message. And thank you for sharing that. I am curious, and the listeners might be too, what it is that you discovered that lit you up like that. What is it you found?
I found the ability to heal. I found the ability to move reactions, triggers, old programs. So often our subconscious can limit us. And I say that with love, where we say, oh, I want to lose weight. You know, we'll just go there. That's a pretty big one. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. And you might want to lose weight, but there's usually an emotional piece to that. If we can uncover the emotional piece to that and get your subconscious shifted to that goal, well, guess what? Now you get to lose weight. And a lot of times, especially what I found with clients, is that it's a worthiness issue. I mean, truly. And you may say, well, I feel worthy. But then if we test that, it might come back weak. And there's an old program there. Because when you were a child, maybe your mom told you something and you decided in that moment, I'm not worthy. You might not have said those words, but you said something similar. These programs follow us through our life. It would be the same thing to say, and you know, this is kind of an easier example. You know, if you driving out, you know, a red car hits you. I can almost promise you, every time you drive in a car and see a red car, your body is going to tense a little. Okay. And then somebody calls you on the phone that gives you bad information. So you're already all riled up. And then we think it's the information that's causing us this reaction. My biggest clue and my biggest place that I offer the most amount of curiosity is find where you react, because where you react, there's a program, there's a trauma, there's some sort of trigger there. And we can spend anywhere from 20 minutes to 40 minutes moving it. It is that easy. It might not be simple, but it is actually that easy, where we use the energy body with the organs and with subconscious shifting to remove that. When you're done, let's say red car, and you have no feeling towards any red car anymore. My father had passed away 12 years ago now. I worked to heal a lot of that. A lot of times when we have grief, our subconscious wants to hold on to it because it's almost like that memory is alive in us. And that's not necessarily true. That's just what we've kind of been taught. So you take something like, you know, a parent's death or something like that, that lives in your energy body, and you remove that uncomfortable, grief-stricken feeling. So that when I think about my father now, it's in a place and space of love and peace. And I watched an old video a couple of weeks ago, and I watched it and I just wept. But it wasn't, why aren't you here? It was just beautiful. And that's what we get to have. We get to have these beautiful moments that don't hold us down to this other expression of ourselves. We might be carrying ancestral stuff already. We're carrying generational stuff. There's beautiful stuff that we're carrying from past lives and generational stuff. And there also might not be, there could be some safety issues and things like that. And so when we can find the program and move it, your life can transform because you now have control over you. And that is what we often seek, is control over us. However, we tend to do it in ways that isn't actually control. We try to control our spouse. We try to control our kids. We try to control via alcohol, via drugs, via TV, via our phones and things like that. When the real crux of it is within us. And so if we can control how we react and how we show up, our life can truly transform.
That's amazing. I love listening to you talk about that because it just opens up so many possibilities for people to see beyond what might be happening now and to see the fact that they might be able to affect changes and really life-changing things might happen. So I love that. Now you talk about the energy body, and for some listeners, that might be a little bit of an interesting concept that they may or may not be familiar with, but I will preface this by saying that we are all energy, right? We are made of electricity. We have an electromagnetic field. So we have frequencies that are buzzing inside of our cells. Our emotions generate frequencies. So without doubt, we each have energy and we are made of energy. So what exactly is an energy body and how can we affect change in this energy body?
That's such a beautiful question. And thank you for bringing that up because we say it, but what is it? And like you said, we're all energy. Our thoughts are one of the most powerful things on the planet. What we think about will come true for us. Our thoughts are that powerful. We are that powerful. So now when we think about things and it doesn't make us feel good, what happens is our energy, our chi, our good flowing energy. So our energy should be flowing at all times. And that's when we feel really good. So if you want to think of a moment where you felt really good, it could be on vacation, it doesn't matter when, just think back to when you felt really good. That is energy flowing. And then we get to, well, now I feel bad. And it's because of some old program or some old trauma that actually clogs that energy. So it's still flowing, but it's not as flowing as it could be. And a lot of times what happens is, have you ever met a person, whether it's in a store or something like that, that you're just like, woof, they are not having a good day. You can literally feel it on them. We all have this capacity to feel others' energies. However, not all of us are in tune to it, but our energy bodies are still reacting to other energy bodies. Let's say you and I had an uncomfortable conversation. We're not actually connecting. We're just kind of butting heads over some silly topic. And let's say you spend 20 minutes just making your energy bodies calm down to whatever it is that triggered you. And then you and I meet again, one of two things can happen. Either me, I'm not going to want to talk to you anymore, or I'm going to see you in such a different place unconsciously, purely based on your energetic system, because your energy system is now flowing. And it's not in that fight or flight. Acupuncture is a great way to kind of illustrate this. Acupuncture works with the energy meridians. We use about 15 points, and they're on the head, they're on the hands, and they're on the upper body. When we tap these all correlate to an exact body part or an organ. Like here is the bladder. You may think to yourself, no, the red car has nothing to do with my bladder. It does. It has everything to do with that. When we can tap and hold that thought, it literally removes that blockage so that a red car doesn't cause you that contraction in your body, doesn't cause you to stop the flow of energy. Then we also have the dantian, which might be a fairly new topic. There's three of them. There's a lower dantian, a middle dantian, and an upper dantian. And they kind of govern in a larger scope, right? We have our chakras, which are the spinning energy wheels. And there's nine of them that we use that traditionally you've probably heard of the seven, but we use a mouth chakra as well as the pineal gland chakra and a halo chakra, which is above. You hold these old programs in these chakras and in these energy centers as well, just with breathing and thought and subconscious shifting. When I say subconscious shifting, we're tapping at the same time and saying, let's say, I want to get over a red car. I can get over the red car. I am over the red car. And you use these, so your subconscious goes like, okay, yeah, I get it now. We're over the red car. And it just releases. And then it's gone. It will not cause that same thing if we've gotten to the root of it. I just want to be clear about that. A red car is pretty easy. It might clear up a whole lot. You and I could sit down and you say, okay, listen, you know, my dad, he was abusive and this is how he made me feel and blah, blah, blah. And we sit down and we write it all down. And then I use your energy body to find out which one we're going to work on. If we find the real program within you, it could clear up most of the page. It's kind of like that onion. We can be surface with it and just make you feel better, or we can get really down deep. It allows us to actually softly and gently trigger a person. And then at the end of that, you see and witness this person literally transforming in front of your eyes. And I have not worked with a person that has felt bad after we're done. It's virtually impossible because you're tapping. And when you tap these points in your body, you're automatically getting into this hyper dreamy state. Most of us probably don't actually know what that feels like anymore. Truly.
Yeah, that's such a good point. With everything going on in life, I think we forget, and we sometimes even lose the connection to ourselves, I feel, a little bit as well. Now, when you say tapping on these points, when you work with clients, do they actually need to go back through these traumas that they've experienced or relive these incredibly difficult emotions? Or can they work with the tapping just by having a substitute sentence or thinking of what happened? Or do you need to actually take them through that trauma again?
It's such a great question. Thank you for asking that. And you do need to surface that trauma. It needs to be in your thought fields. And it will be highly triggering. And then it's not. You can take something very triggering in your life in an hour, transmute that, and have a completely different feeling and awareness about it. So yes, you are lovingly triggered. Whenever I work with a client, my number one thing is, do you feel safe? Because if you don't feel safe, we're not going to get to do the work that we could if you were. And maybe safety is an issue. And maybe that's where we start, that I am safe. I'm safe in my body. Sometimes we have to start a little bit more basic. It depends on the person and it depends on what they're willing to heal. I've worked with someone who says, I don't really believe in this, but I want to do it. Okay, so let's work on the belief of this first and foremost. Let's make sure that you believe in it. Because a lot of times we say something, and if we muscle test that, because that's how we test for, I can't use my energy system to heal, help guide you. I use your energy system. So if you say, oh no, I'm totally over that. Most of the time, I find the clients are not actually over that. They just feel a little better about it, but you're not actually over that. And a lot of times when we have trauma with our father, and then I say, well, we should probably do some with your mom. And they say, no, I'm good with my mom. And I say, that may be true, but tell me, when this was happening with your father, where was your mother? Because we will blame her subconsciously. And that can be sometimes a larger wound as well. It's really about understanding you, witnessing you, and having that space and place to love you.
Yeah. And I guess what you said too about feeling safe, that's a big point in working with past traumas or working with distress. You feel safe with the practitioner, right? That you feel like you're in a safe space where you can explore that and actually have that surface. And then, like you said, transmute it. So is this an online experience that your clients can go through with you, or do you work in person with us?
I do both, actually. I'm in Massachusetts in the United States, and I'm right near Connecticut. So I work out of a healing center in Connecticut, and I also do online as well. So I have the ability to help. I mean, that's really what I'm here for, is to help guide and to help others heal and to show them that they can. That whatever wounds you are walking around with, you don't need to carry them. Let them go. They're so heavy. They're so heavy. And when we think about a life of joy, I can promise you it's yours to have. It truly is.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I'm kind of curious about the kinds of things that people can work on with this approach. Now, do we talk mostly about mental, emotional things? Can people work also on maybe physical issues? Obviously, we're not treating, curing, or healing anything, but can they explore working on releasing some pain or things like that? Or what does this work for?
Great question. It can do all of the above. And I know that's a grand statement, but it is truly true. Because again, when going back to energy, why are you attracting? What is it in you that is attracting a gallbladder issue, liver issue? And our organs hold trauma. We have the energy bodies. And so if you say your left leg hurts, I might say, what male figure is hurting you? Well, it's just my leg. I hear you. We can also ask that you close your eyes and find a color. And whatever color comes to mind, now we have a direction. Because if you believe it, everything physically, I don't want to say wrong, but anything physically that feels like a burden is an opportunity, because I do believe that our souls are constantly getting these little whispers and it's up to us to listen. Before it manifests in a physical state, let's heal the emotional wound. And that can be hard. And if you are ailing of any kind, you know, I pulled a muscle in my back. Yeah, I can ease the pain just by tapping. I don't need to take anything. And then it can just clear itself up. And then also be curious as to what you attracted in that moment. So for instance, I had taken my daughter rock climbing on Saturday and I went up and I fell down and I slammed my leg so hard and I came down. I'm pretty sure I have a fracture in it. And the first thing I thought of is, what was I thinking about? Why did I attract that? And I figured it out just like that, because I know now that an injury is an attraction of some kind. So it's not necessarily that I said, oh, I can't wait to hurt myself. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to fall or whatever. But what was I feeling before that? And if I close my eyes, what color am I imagining? And then I go, yeah, that's what it is. I am looking for some sort of attention subconsciously. And now I get to heal that. Now I get to clear that so that these things don't happen. Again, I'm going back to me because I do it. I do it. I do the work because I want to be able to help you. And I can't do that if I haven't done the work and I haven't experienced all of these experiences. If you want to quit smoking, there's an emotional attachment there. If you want to lose weight, there's an emotional attachment there. If you want to heal or say you have an injury of some kind, there's still an emotional attachment there. Now, I can't suggest that all will be well. At the same time, if you can feel a little bit better emotionally, I can't imagine that wouldn't speak to the physical component of that. I have some woman coming in because she has issues with her eyes and she wants to heal it and wants to heal it and wants to heal it. I said, it's too much. You need peace. You're not inviting peace. You want to do it so much that it's actually creating the opposite energy. So let's come in, get your energy settled and see how you feel after that. It has so many different components. I work with children as well. Some little girl was in the office the other day because she wanted to quit biting her nails and she hasn't bitten them in over 2 weeks. It really can be that easy, really. It's hard for us to look at ourselves. And so that's where the hard work comes in. And then having the awareness to say to yourself, I am worth it. I am worthy. Even if I don't feel it, I still know somewhere that I am and I don't have to live like this. And you watch as people transform around you simply because you've changed your own energy. It's a miraculous thing. It really is.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. I'm always fascinated by how quickly energy can shift as well and the profound changes that come from that. So this is right along those lines. And definitely, I love always trying these kind of approaches because they are so non-invasive and generally very gentle, even though you have to maybe face some of the traumas that you've gone through, that generally releases after and you can separate your emotions from that. So I do find these approaches very, very gentle and helpful in those situations. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You offer services. Obviously, you have clients. So do you want to explain to listeners a little bit about the programs and services that you offer and how they could work with you, how they could connect with you if they would like to explore this a little bit more?
Absolutely. So like I said, I work out of a healing center in Connecticut, in Somers, Connecticut, and I see clients there. And then additionally, I also do it online as well. I'm open. I'm not one who's going to say, I only work with women over the age of 40 who have been, you know, no, I'm here to help guide others. I'm open to whomever is called to be guided. Right now, we're running an in-person workshop, but I think by the time the episode airs, it will be past that. So I'm always looking to do whatever I can out in the community within the online group, because I want to make it as easy and as accessible as I possibly can for you to heal. And if something is inspire you, if you feel called to even explore it, I would love to hold that space for you truly in my heart and see how different you can shift your life, because it's there for you. And I want you to have that truly.
I can feel how passionate you are about this by just talking today on this episode with you. You mentioned briefly online community. Do you offer an online community as well?
I do have a website. You can also connect with me via Facebook, Instagram, and it would be the same session, whether in person or not. We would just do it via Zoom. I helped supported a young woman from Germany just the other day, and I can't say that one is better than the other. It's just opportunity. If you're in Germany and you want some healing, yeah, you can do that too. There's no barriers. We live in a world where we actually don't have to have these barriers, and it's such a beautiful thing. And so if you feel called, that's all you need. You just need that little whisper, and then you just need to listen to it because it's going to keep happening. We're all here to help heal each other, for ourselves, and for a global presence, truly, right? Here to shift the world.
Yeah. And I mean, energy doesn't know those geographical borders. It doesn't really know where Germany ends or starts. So
that's right.
Energy goes anywhere you send it. So I think that works very beautifully online. And Tiffany also has her own podcast called Breathe, where conscious breathing meets the enlightened soul. So you can listen in from your favorite podcast provider and check out some of her episodes as well. And we, of course, will be linking to all of Tiffany's offerings in the show notes as well. So you can check there for her socials, for how to connect with her, book a session if you're interested, or if the healing center is near you, you can explore that in person as well. And this has been another incredible episode. And I really hope our listeners have enjoyed our journey into emotional healing with energy meridians as much as I have. What a fascinating topic. And I think energy in general is always such a fascinating topic. I've really enjoyed speaking with you today. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your wisdom with us. I really appreciate it, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the space and the podcast too. I mean, we're all here in our human experience doing the best that we can. And if there's a little whisper that tells you you can do a little bit more for yourself, that you're worthy of it, then we've done our jobs.
So beautifully said. And I do hope listeners connect with you and get to explore and experience that for themselves as well, that joy and that healing that you talk about. So yeah, thank you so very much, Tiffany, and take care.
Thank you. You as well. Be well.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen in. If you enjoy the Journey podcast, please support us by subscribing, sharing on social media, and leaving us a review. We appreciate you. And you can find more of the Journey on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and our website, thejourney.com. Sending you love and courage, and see you next time.